I started the service speaking about the transition from Christmas to New Year. There's a massive transition in Matthew chapter 2 and in Matthew chapter 3. In fact, there's about 20 odd years of Jesus' life missing. Okay? So they come back from Egypt, they settle in Nazareth, and then the next thing we read is John the Baptist is announcing the coming of Jesus. So we get in chapter 3 the announcement of Jesus coming. Then if you look down in chapter 3, the next thing, the next paragraph, is the baptism of Jesus. So John announces Jesus is the Lamb of God. And then God affirms Jesus. And he says to everybody there, as the Spirit descends on Jesus at his baptism, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So we get the announcement, then we get the affirmation, and then, as normally happens, just after the affirmation, you get Jesus under attack. So the evil one didn't get him at his birth, but he's going to get him at the start of his ministry. And so Satan takes him up into a mountain and offers him all of these different things to try and divert Jesus from the course that had been set for him. So, announcement, affirmation, and then the attack that came from the evil one. I don't know if everybody got a January Alma diary, but the title of today's service was "Christmas Time to Boldly Go." Bob said to me, "Just forget about that, because just do what you want to do yourself." But actually, as we come to chapter 4, after the temptation of Jesus, we see that Jesus begins to preach. And in verse 17 of chapter 4, it says, "From that time on, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" And so Jesus is beginning his ministry, and he begins to preach. But then the next section, he calls his disciples. And I think this is where the connection with "to boldly go" comes in. Jesus, at the beginning of his ministry, calls these disciples to come and follow him. And as we finish our service today, I was just thinking that perhaps as we begin 2012, each of us need a fresh commissioning. A new calling from Jesus to come and follow me. Come and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. I was really excited to hear that Hugh is beginning an Alpha course in January. Wouldn't it be fantastic if in 2012 there were people who were added to this church who were new Christians? That should be all of our prayer, that that would happen. And we should put our energies into seeing that that happens. And we read in these verses, "At once, these men left their nets and followed him." So they gave up their day job and they followed Jesus. The challenge of this is not to resign in our work. The challenge, I suppose, is to ask ourselves, what is our priority? What is our primary focus? What is our agenda for our individual lives and our church life in 2012? As Jesus began to preach, as he began to perform miracles and heal people, others were really touched by the impact of his life and the impact of the life that those he called to be with them. And in these verses, Matthew outlines the shape and the content of Jesus' ministry, that the kingdom of heaven was near. Kingdom not in terms of territory, but kingdom in terms of the rule in individual people's lives. And as we step together into 2012, I trust that Jesus will be center stage of our lives, that we may no longer be king, but he will be king. And that he will be the one who will be setting the agenda for our lives this year. I really believe that God in 2012 can raise up new children in Alma for himself and touch the lives of many. And so Bob's title isn't so far off. Christmas time to boldly go. We thought this morning about the transition from Christmas into 2012. And here in these early verses of early chapters of Matthew chapter 12, we have the calling of the disciples. And perhaps as we close our service and sing a couple of songs just to finish, it may be worthwhile each of us reflecting on where we're at in terms of our own priorities. And at the end of the service, there'll be an opportunity for folks to pray with you if you would like prayer for that particular aspect of your life looking forward to 2012.